And a good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about South Dakota agriculture and the folks who make it happen, our state's farmers and ranchers. We are brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. People sometimes have asked me, Jim, at your age, why in the world do you keep going like you do? I answered before that at the beginning of each week, I check the 100 richest people on the Forbes list, and if I don't find Jimmy, out the door we go. Actually, I was pretty certain that I would make the list this year after I filled out the NCAA tournament brackets to win the $1 billion. However, when the Jackrabbits didn't make the tournament, I was done. Like I say, back to work. Actually, being a part of South Dakota Corn is not work at all, and that includes helping out with the annual Corn Cob Open. Yeah, I know, June 19th is a ways off. I still like to get out a couple of early reminders so that you folks can get it on your calendar. Last year, we had right up against 300 golfers for the two sessions because of the fun, the food, and the camaraderie. I would expect that or more this year. The Corn Cob Open will again be at Spring Creek Country Club, just a little east of Harrisburg, and you can get all of the details, including when registration begins, by going to sdcorn.org. You know, it goes without saying that even in those regions where the snow has not been hip deep, this has been a long winter. That having been said, in all of my years in the cattle business, it's about this time of year that the old optimism bug kicks in on ranches and farms. The year before might have been terribly dry or conversely a deluge. Winter might have been bad, or there might even have been a once-in-a-lifetime event such as the early October blizzard in western South Dakota. None of that matters to those family operations who raise our food. When spring arrives, the past is the past and the future is as bright as it can possibly be. A fella simply can't talk about farmers and ranchers without including the words grit, determination, hard work, and optimism. Those attributes are not only a necessity, they're the basis for their existence. You know something? All of us could take a lesson. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your spring work, and thanks for what you do.